Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Homes.com is the only place where you can find specialized neighborhood guides with the in-depth insider info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Want to know if there's homes for sale in the area? We've got it. How long has a home been on the market? We'll know it. Average lot size? Uh-huh. Proximity to local parks? Of course. Insight into your neighbor's divorce? We're working on it. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
617-655-1234. You can call or text right into the studio with your hot take, something from over the holidays or whatever it is you want to get off your chest, or you want to comment about our hot takes. Producer Dan's hot take was you're getting spoiled with your travel just because the flight's a little bit late. Calm down.
Or you're taking the miracle of flight for granted. The Wright brothers weep.
Calm down.
My hot take was, if you wrap a gift for the holidays in that glitter wrapping paper, there's a special place in hell for you, and you should get whole. You should get coal for Christmas.
I don't hate it.
Because so it's funny.
I found some of it in my bald head yesterday. Rachel's from Billerica. Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have, Rachel?
Hey, guys. I want to say hi. I met you at the Burlington Mall when you were collecting toys.
Thank you, Kennedy.
Kennedy, you made a video for my son on my phone,
and
he loved it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank you so much for doing that. That was really fun.
Of course.
I got to say, I agree with Carson on the glitter. Like, glitter should just be banned. Unless you're in kindergarten or in an art class, like, glitter does not belong in the home or in any other place.
Or the golden banana.
However,
I wasn't going to say it.
However,
places
I can't believe you took your life down.
Right.
I can't believe you took your life down already, Carson.
That's my wife. That's my wife. That's not me. That is not me. That is Lana. If Lana could take them down on December 26th, she would. She is just like, we got to move on. We got to get them put away. So that was not.
So she puts them up too early for your taste and then takes them down too early for your taste.
Jennifer's from Northboro. Hot Take Tuesday. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you
Dan wanted me to call in about Die Hard being a Christmas movie, and I was going to say that my husband also watches Die Hard every year on Christmas Eve while he wraps presents.
He's a man of culture.
That is his Christmas Eve tradition.
So you agree that it's a Christmas movie?
Yes.
It's tradition.
A Christmas tradition.
Indeed, Daniel. Hey. Indeed.
Katie is from Peabody. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
Hi, good morning. So my hot take is that the drive-up spots at Target and Walmart, but more specifically Target, are reserved for drive-up people only. Don't park there and go in to pick up your order. Don't park there and go shopping. It was mayhem on Christmas Eve, and we had to like line up in different parts of the parking lot for the poor drive-up people because people were parked there going in to do their shopping.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
If I may, counterpoint. We now have so many spots at our local Whole Foods in Charlestown that you can't park within a half mile of the store because there are now reserved spots for 22 different segments of people, and it's annoying.
Mm.
If you save spots for every segment of people, there'll be no spots left for everybody else.
But the you know what? It's for the people bringing out the drive-up orders. They're so sweet. They're coming out in the elements, the cold. They should be able to just go to one spot and not have to worry.
Yeah, this isn't like new moms or veterans. This is, I made an order, and I'm going to pick it up, and I scheduled it, and someone's coming outside. So, yes, those spots should be there.
90% of the time, they're empty. 90% of the time, they sit empty.
Because the person that comes and goes, and they should be empty, and isn't that wonderful that you can pull up and get your stuff?
I park in them all the time.
You do not.
I do.
I heard he also parks in handicap spots.
That is not true.
I bet you also leave the shopping
cart out,
too. If
there's no parking spots at the Bunker Hill Mall, and that is open, I'm going to park there. I am. I'm not.
I'm going to become the drive-up police, and I'm going to sit there and ticket people that park there if they're in the store shopping.
I am down with that, to be a police officer just for a day to pull people over and give them tickets.
What will your ticket say, Katie? Just a note that says, I am very disappointed in you.
You're
no,
wrong,
my ticket
sir.
Would say, I'm breaking the rules. I did not place a drive-up order, and I'm in the store having a grand old time.
Agreed.
Thank you, Katie.
Once you go in there, you're there forever.
Carrie from Northborough. Hot Take Tuesday, what do you have?
I've been waiting to tell you guys this for like 2 weeks with all the holiday shopping. People who back into parking spaces, you're taking up all the time. The rest of us just want to park.
Okay.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
You back into spots, Tuesday. Kennedy? You do it every morning here at work, actually, now that I think about
it. But let me tell you why.
Okay.
Especially at a busy place like a mall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll just park wherever. If I can have the opportunity to back in, I will. Only because when I'm leaving and having to back out when it's really crowded and there are people everywhere makes me so nervous that I take longer to back out of the spot than I would have to back up to put it in.
But you have cameras in here.
Doesn't matter. Oh. It just freaks me out. People come out of nowhere. Okay. I don't like it. So, sorry. I'm sorry. I'll try and be faster.
It just holds up the traffic.
I'm sorry.
The one that gets under my skin are the people that park diagonally to take up two spaces because they're worried about their car getting dinged. I will pull right up to them and throw my door open. And try
Those are the same people who park in the drive-up spot.
Not the same
the rules
people.
Don't apply to them.
No, not the same people, Dan.
Those people I will actually publicly shame on my social media. I don't care.
Andrew from Plymouth, Hot Take Tuesday. What do you have?
Well, I'm with Dan on the Christmas movie Die Hard, and I'm gonna prove you wrong right now, Carson.
Okay, go
you
ahead.
You said name a Christmas movie that came out in July. Well, I'll do you one better. Miracle on 34th Street came out in May, and it's the biggest Christmas movie of all time. So now you have to admit that's the loophole. You have to admit it.
Hey, Andrew, would you?
Got him!
Andrew, would you trust the people who made the movie as to whether or not they were making a Christmas movie or not? Because the directors and the producers have said, no, it's not a Christmas movie. It just happened to be set around Christmas time.
Which makes it a Christmas
movie.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
By tradition, chosen by the people.
What you just said was wrong.
No, that's what they
Die
said.
Die Hard is considered a Christmas movie by its writers, Stephen E. D'Souza and Jeb Stewart, who emphasize this Christmas Eve setting.
Carson saw it on location. Facebook once.
Nah, that's
the
a lie.
Of family
that's
Carson
AI.
Saw it on Facebook
Fake
once,
news.
So it must be true.
Fake news.
You're just out here saying stuff.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during happy hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, it's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.